2010 budget, and I'd like to take, go ahead, Warren, and then I'm going to take some executive priority and call Mr. Tate up to the podium.
Yeah, and I was just going to frame the issue for the council and the public. The council is required, through the various documents that you passed previously, that before the CMBB expends their funds, that they come before the council, propose a budget for the fiscal year, and have you all adopt that budget. And that is the process that we're going through tonight. The package has been included. The proposed budget has been approved previously by the commission. Visitors here, and I see that Gibson's executive board members here tonight to answer any questions that you don't have.
Thank you, Warren. Mr. Tate, would you come? I understand you have an introduction to make.
Thank you, Mayor, Council, and City staff. My name is Brian Tate. I'm the Vice Chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Dunwoody, and it's my pleasure this evening to introduce to you our Deputy Director, Katie Brinkle. Katie, why don't you stand up? Katie comes to us from the city of Thomasville, where she was responsible for tourism and the visitor center down there. Katie's a native of Atlanta, went to Lassiter High School, graduated from the University of Georgia with honors. When we interviewed her, we were particularly impressed with her use of technology, in particular technology, social media, to come up with modern ways of bringing visitors to the city of Thomasville. And since that time, she's only been with us for 2 weeks now, but since that time, she's already started working with various agencies and the state of Georgia, and we've already begun to get some leads for the city of Dunwoody to put some visitors in our hotels. And that's what this is all about. We're very pleased to have
her. Thank you.
Excellent. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm very excited about Georgia tourism overall, and more importantly, Dunwoody tourism. We have a lot of opportunities here with the great hotels and location and shopping and dining, and it's a wonderful opportunity. I appreciate your support and our great board of directors. So thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, exciting to have you on board, that's for sure. All right, folks, any...
Yes.
Bob Cottle, I'm the Secretary Treasurer of the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Dunwoody, and I am here along with our Chairman and Vice Chairman to answer whatever questions you may have regarding our 2010 budget.
Thanks. Any questions on the budget? Yes, Dan.
We can't vote on it tonight.
No, we will not vote on it tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, Robert.
Yeah, I looked over it, and I had only one concern, and it was that that 38% of the budget is overhead. You know, we were very critical of DeKalb County for having such high percentage of their budget as overhead, and they weren't nearly 38%. I wonder if we have looked at using an ad agency or some outside firm to do this work so that we don't have to take the salaries and the overhead to do this, rather to use somebody who's doing advertising services for lots of companies, can take that overhead and split it across multiple accounts. I trust you guys have looked at it, but that was the one concern that I had. So if you could address that for sure.
Hey, Robert. I do believe that the actual total amount for DeKalb County, if you count salaries and other overhead, is close to about 66%. I think that's their actual number.
Okay, I have to go back and look. But
it is.
38 seems really high to me.
And from a startup standpoint, I think there's going to be some things we have to do initially to get off the ground, and we'll be more streamlined as time goes by. We're very cognizant of that concern. I'm on the DeKalb County Board, too. I'm quite sure theirs is actually, it's higher than most. But it's not unusual to see maybe 50% or so allocated that way. You've got to remember, the personnel do the sales. And the real argument might be, are the personnel, for instance, at DeKalb or someplace else, actually doing the sales? And we're dedicated to make sure our people are primarily educated.
The other issue that also plays into this is the fact that, as we know, the economy, the hotel business is suffering right now, particularly in the central perimeter area. And revenues that come in come from the hotel tax. And we feel as the economy improves and as we continue to do our job and bring more visitors to the city, that our budget will increase, but our overhead will not. We'll have overhead in place to carry carry out the job that we have. So we should see as we move forward into the coming years that as a percentage of our overhead, as a percentage of our budget, should get that.
Okay. Adrian.
I have a few questions. You're building your own website, and you only put $7,200. You only set $7,200 aside for your website for next year?
Well, that is really for maintenance of the website. We have we are going to be working with the company that does the City Donor's website to try to tie our website into theirs. Some of the we have startup costs for that in our 2009 budget. We hope to have most of the startup of our website completed by the end of 2009. So really, for 2010, it's really more for maintenance than it is for the setup of the website.
Okay, and I had a couple more questions. So, and research too. What type of research are you doing?
That is, that's general research for. To try to find opportunities for leads.
It's also for the STAR report, and the STAR report helps us measure the tourism coming to the 5 Dunwoody hotels and compares that to other hotel sectors in the city and in the country to tell us sort of how we're doing. And that report itself is fairly expensive, but the hotel folks have said that it's critical for us to be able to evaluate how we're doing on an ongoing basis.
The only reason I asked is because I thought you weren't spending enough money on research. I would have thought you would need to spend more money on research, actually, is why I was surprised you're only spending $200 a month on research. And then I just had a couple more questions. Are you planning on adding an employee in July? Is that why the payroll taxes go up?
That is in anticipation of potentially adding an administrative person at some point during the year. We pick mid-year for budgetary purposes for that.
Okay, and the only other question I had was that in September, in the dues and subscriptions, you have a $9,700 payment. Is that...
That is actually from the STAR report that Brian was referring to. We subscribed to it in 2009 in September, and so that's when it will come up again next year.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Danny?
I've sat in all the board meetings. I've sat in the presentation of the CDB when they presented this budget to their board. This budget is going to have some flex to it. I mean, we're starting a business here, and there are going to be some numbers that are moving around here, and this is the best guess of these folks. So let's not hold them too close to the vein here in terms of how these things are allocated. The fact are, we want to make sure that they're spending the money in the correct way, and I think they're on the right track here. They've hired a superior person to start the staff. They've, had some meetings that I think are very fruitful, and these are the kind of things that were not being done in the previous administration that have to be done. And I think we need to let these guys go with this, and I hope that in the next meeting when we have a voting session on this that we approve this report as recommended here. They're not going to spend the money, and they're going to report to us on how they do spend it when they make changes.
Very good. Thank you, Danny. John?
I only have one point, and that is after salaries, the highest item is sponsorships, close to $100,000. Can you tell me a little bit about sponsorships? Who you're going to sponsor? What is the thought? Tell me how you're spending $100,000, if you could.
Well, sponsorships is for various events as they come throughout the year, and whether that's for events that we put on or events that other people are putting on that they are looking for participation from the Convention and Visitors Bureau in order to get more. Exposure to the public, and again, it's really giving us an opportunity to be able to participate in the many events to try to bring more events to Dunwoody than exists right now.
So we're going to look at what the DeKalb Convention and Visitors Bureau has sponsored, and maybe piggyback on those, is there relationships that are currently in place?
Well, they're actually better models, frankly, in my opinion, than DeKalb County. They do some things well, but other CDBs and destination marketing organizations, how they lawfully use the tax. And we're going to look at anything we can do that's a lawful use that's going to help the overall mission of the CDBD and how it pertains to our constituency with Wedonia in general, and specifically to try to increase heads and beds for the hotels. I think really what you said, Danny, is very true. We have to be flexible on this. I mean, just going to the Brandy meeting the other day, I came back thinking, I mean, for instance, there was a discussion, I guess it's public information worth one, but about there was a $100,000 budget, the city's pointing up to $30,000. Well, I'm thinking we've got $25,000 here, we might need a bigger budget, you know what I mean? We may need more money for Brandy out of this budget for months. And I'm not saying we agree to do that. I'm one person just trying to take a look at this. I think we have to be very flexible, because this is a market that has really not been tapped. The five-family hotels has a competitive set unto itself. And what was said earlier about the hotels being down in Dunwoody, some of you all see my whining, sending out the reports on how we're doing. We're really down, about 25%. And we're hurt worse than DeKalb County is, which is worse than the city of Atlanta, worse than the state of Georgia, which is worse than the United States. And that actually is a double-edged sword, though. And the positive edge is going to come forward. I think we'll get a lot of opportunities. We're trying to be prepared to be ready for that. And I would also say, Robert, to address your point, the amount of revenue we're working with right now, about $750,000, based on sort of right now where we are from 2008. The market peaked in August of 2007, and then really flattened out in 8 and 9. It's going to probably be down in 10. But in 7, these five hotels generated right at $1 million. So substantially more than $750,000. And we have, without giving the branding song and dance, so many positive things about this market to drive the hotel revenues. Not to mention the ability to increase the amount of revenue by adding, maybe we don't want to do this too soon, more hotel supply into the city. So that could actually drive more revenues too. But the point is that we're looking at really getting started, trying to get up and running right now in the down economy and catch the cycle when it comes up. Establish a complete office right now. It will be 3 people, but I've had detailed conversations with Councilman Shortle and Councilman Ross about not trying to look even beyond 3 people down the road as a permanent staff. So a lot of this is startup. It's hard to specify, and yet we have to lawfully get this stuff going into categories right now for these purposes. And we went to the state meeting today on the regulation of the hotel tax, meeting out Wednesday, and the law's a bit of a mess. So we're trying to be careful right now. We don't constrain ourselves, and we remain lawful.
All right, thanks, Brad. Jenny?
Yeah, I just echo a little bit about what Danny said. For those of you that are on the board here, and on the council, and also for the citizens that are here tonight, there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent on this board. And they're driven, and they've done a lot in a very, very short time. You got to remember, what's it been, 3 months, I guess, basically, that we really kicked it here. So there is a lot of talent there, and they've done a lot of hard work. And a lot, like our budget last year, you know, we were up till 2 in the morning trying to crunch a number that we really didn't have a real good idea, but we came up with the best educated number that we could. I think that's one of the things that you're correct about this. A couple things I'd like to bring up. Number one is, you know, we've got a lot of other business entities, folks right here in town. And, you know, we need to encourage those businesses that we are involved with to, if they're going to have a convention in Atlanta, to have it here in Dunwoody. I mean, we've got the best hotels. We've got Perimeter Center. We've got restaurants. We've got our Dunwoody Village. We've got our other businesses all around here. We've got a lot to offer people to come here. And besides, we've got the best people in the state right here that live in the city. So I feel very confident about that, and I like the way they're doing it. Brad just said, he knows that, you know, I've talked to all of them about, I'm very concerned about getting the overhead too high, you know, building an empire here. So I would just ask you to always please keep a very, very close eye on that so that you're using the funds to, you know, bring in the businesses, et cetera, to the city without getting so much overhead that you're becoming bloated like a lot of other places like the one we talked about that you haven't previously purchased. But there's a lot of talent here, folks. I feel we're in good hands.
Thank you, Danny. Tom?
I just want to say, echo Danny's, you know, Brad, Bob, Brian Olson, Brian Tate, Mallard Holly, we've got a great bunch of people here. We just need to give them the flexibility. They're entrepreneurs, successful people in their own right, and let them run this.
All right, we'll close it with that. Thank you, guys.
All right, October financial report.